Nothing will happen today that requires a drink. But it doesn't always feel that way in the networking world. Alcohol and networking events have become intertwined in the fabric of corporate culture around the world. Whether it's industry conferences, business dinners, or casual meetups, the presence of alcohol often permeates these gatherings. While alcohol can serve as a social lubricant, fostering camaraderie and easing tension in professional settings, its pervasive presence can also pose significant risks and challenges. Welcome to episode 192 of This Shit Works, a podcast dedicated to all things networking, relationship building, and business development. I'm your host, Julie Brown, speaker, author, and networking coach, and today I am giving 5 tips to navigating networking events without drinking.
Welcome to This Shit Works, your weekly no-nonsense guide to networking your way to more friends, more adventures, and way more success with your host, Julie Brown. Here we go.
Originally, this podcast episode was supposed to be an interview with Ryan Penley, a sober coach and the author of Man Up, Sober Up, 8 Powerful Steps to Reclaim Respect, Conquer Isolation, and Thrive in Recovery. But Ryan's wife went into early labor with the birth of their son, so yeah, he had more pressing matters, and we had to cancel our interview, and we will reschedule it for a later date. But because I had done the research for this episode, and because I think it's an important topic to discuss, I wanted to bring it to you as a solo episode with a follow-up discussion with Ryan later. You know, I've been toying with the idea of, and I hate this saying, but for lack of a better term, taking a break from alcohol lately, just because it seems that so many of my activities revolve around the consumption of alcohol, whether that's drinks with friends, networking events, operate ski drinks, it just seems to always be in the mix. You know, and lately I've seen a shift in the thinking or ideas around drinking in the larger lexicon, in the larger social fabric. Maybe it's due to the popularity of Sober October and Dry January, but there just seems to be a greater appreciation for not just people who are sober, but people who are sober curious as well. So if you are sober curious or you want to take a break from drinking, networking events where alcohol is the centerpiece of that event, it can be a daunting task. You know, but with the right mindset and strategies, you and we can confidently network and make meaningful connections without feeling out of place, without drinking. So let's dive into 5 tips on how to navigate networking events or maybe even social situations sans alcohol. One would be know your why. Why are you attending this networking event? It's not to drink. If it was, you'd just go to any old bar. You're there to network. You're there to meet people, to reconnect with people you already have in your network, to make strategic introductions. It's so much more than just drinking. Having a clear purpose of why you're going there will keep you focused and motivated throughout the event, regardless of the environment. 2, research the event. Now, you should be doing this before any networking event, regardless of if you're going to drink or not. But if you aren't drinking, look for information on the format of the event, like the agenda, any non-alcoholic options that might be available. Knowing what to expect can alleviate anxiety and help you prepare accordingly. I do this actually mostly with the food. Like, when I was vegetarian, which I'm not anymore, I eat all the animals now, which is so weird to say, but like when I was vegetarian, I would always research like, okay, is there any vegetarian food for me to eat? I know people who have gluten intolerance do this too. Okay, like what do I have to eat beforehand? Or will there be food for me at the event? So just switch your mindset around that, around like the drinking part of it versus the food part of it. 3. Be confident in your decision not to drink. It is okay to decline alcoholic beverages if they don't align with your lifestyle or your preference, or you're just taking a break from drinking even for that day. Remember, you're attending the event to network and further your goals, not to conform to somebody else's social expectation of you. Be confident in your decision to abstain from alcohol. That was your choice and you made it for a reason. 4, use non-alcoholic alternatives. Most networking events actually do offer a variety of non-alcoholic beverages, so don't hesitate to explore your options, whether it's sparkling water, perhaps a mocktail, specialty sodas. There's usually something for everyone. So experiment with different drinks to find the ones that you enjoy and use them as conversation starters with fellow attendees if you want to talk about the fact that you're taking a break or you're not drinking or you're doing mocktails. I remember one time I was at an event, and this particular time in my life, I was not allowed to drink alcohol because I was recovering from some pretty bad vocal cord polyps. And I let the bartender know, like, I can't have a drink, but I still want to have like a fun cocktail. And he made me this like fancy fake martini. And it looked like a cosmopolitan. And it was pretty. And nobody would have known that it was a mocktail, except I told everybody. I'm like, oh, doesn't this look like a cocktail? But it's not. It's a mocktail. Anyways, have fun with it. Utilize those non-alcoholic alternatives. And 5. You don't owe anybody an explanation. I've attended a number of networking events while abstaining from alcohol, whether it be because I was healing my vocal cords, I was on antibiotics for an ear infection, when I just didn't feel like drinking. And inevitably, someone always asks, why aren't you drinking? And now, most of you know I'm an open book, and this question doesn't offend me. Except for the time a guy literally patted me on the stomach and asked if I was pregnant. That literally happened, and it pissed me off. Remember, this is your decision. You don't owe anybody an explanation. It's none of their fucking business if you drink or not. So don't explain yourself if you don't want to. Just simply state, not drinking tonight, and move on. Change the subject. Now, I mentioned Ryan was supposed to be on this podcast and that he is a sober coach. Well, he has a 21-day sober fitness challenge that I've decided to join. It's not like a group thing. You don't do it all together. You do it on your own. And every day you get an email from Ryan with tips and ideas to help you along the way. I'm starting on March 31st, so I'm now in the 4th day of this journey. And I'm actually really excited to report back to you about the journey, what I learned in regards to lots of things, my energy, how I navigate social situations, how I navigated networking situations, how I navigated stressful days when I would normally relax with a glass of wine. Like, I'm super excited for it. So for the 3 weeks during this challenge, I will be highlighting alcohol-free drinks, so alcohol-free beers or wine or mocktails, in case any of you want to take this challenge with me. I will also put a link in the show notes to Ryan's website where you can sign up for the challenge and get your daily emails from him. All right, friends. So now on to that drink of the week, which you might have already heard of Athletic Brewing, which is a completely non-alcoholic brewery. And their shit is good. Like, it tastes like the real stuff. And I heard somewhere that they are the fastest growing brewery in the country right now, which is crazy since it's all non-alcoholic stuff. I mean, we have come so far from O'Doul's, haven't we? Well, today I am enjoying, really honestly enjoying and sharing the Lemon Radler beer from them, which is literally, it's smooth, it's zesty, it's slightly sweet, which you would expect. So a Radler is like usually 2 parts beer and 1 part lemonade. And I don't know if that's actually like a shandy, but I think shandy is half and half. So anyways, you would expect like a little bit of sweetness from it. Anyways, I'm enjoying it. It's certainly going, these kinds of options are certainly going to help me on this 21-day journey. But yeah, I'm super excited for it. All right, friends, that's all for this week. If you liked what you heard today, please leave a review and subscribe to the podcast. Also, please remember to share the podcast to help it reach a larger audience. If you want more Julie Brown, you can find my book, This Shit Works, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You can find me on LinkedIn at Julie Brown BD. Just let me know where you found me when you reach out. And I am JulieBrown_BD on Instagram. Or you can just pop on over to my website, JulieBrownBD.com. Until next week. Cheers.
Hey, thanks for taking the time to listen. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a tip. And remember, you can unapologetically be who you authentically are and still be wildly successful. That's a fact. See you next week on This Shit Works.